In local news, the tropical cyclone, Cyclone Alfred, has formed off the Queensland coast, with the Bureau of Meteorology closely monitoring the cyclone's path. On Sunday afternoon, the Bureau declared the Category 1 cyclone, 910 kilometres off the east-west coast of Cairns. In the short term, it's expected to continue moving eastwards away from the Queensland coast, meteorologist Baden Gilbert said. Cyclone Alfred is predicted to gain strength and move southeast before possibly turning back towards Queensland. A Queensland man was airlifted to hospital after being bitten by a shark on Moreton Island in Queensland. Emergency services arrived at the scene just after 3 p.m. The 20-year-old man was quickly flown to Princess Alexandra Hospital, where he was treated for abdominal and leg injuries. The man is reportedly in stable condition. In national news, research has exposed the hardship for single people looking to buy property in Sydney suburbs. The study found that Sydney's 635 suburbs were affordable for solo property owners. Rising prices mean that a solo property owner would have to spend more than 30% of their income to get a loan, putting them in a mortgage crisis. While unit prices have dipped, the average prices remain at almost $860,000.
In other national news, infrastructure delays in Sydney schools have led to students learning in classrooms with high temperatures exceeding 30 degrees Celsius. Many schools approved for air condition funding, and although air conditioners have been delivered to schools, they have not been installed. Parents and Citizens President Lisa Hamilton says these poor conditions can compromise students' learning and teachers' hard work. Many parents are concerned the effect the heat will have on their children's health. In international news, Pope Francis is in critical condition after suffering a prolonged asthma-like respiratory attack. The Pope had to undergo a series of blood transfusions and be administered oxygen due to tests showing he has early kidney failure and a low platelet count, which is commonly associated with anemia. The Holy Father's condition remains critical. The Pope is now out of danger, the Vatican has said. At the moment, the prognosis remains guarded. Many are sending prayers for Pope Francis and his quick recovery. For your weather today, Brisbane is now partly cloudy today, with slight chance of showers. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.